You may be seated. Get your Bibles. Historical as well as revelatory, apostolically and prophetically and pastorally. We want to unwrap a mystery. We have spent a lot of time training our spirit, even somewhat have tried to train our bodies, but our soul, which is a mystery, cannot function unless we understand how to connect it. So today I'm going to give you the prophecy that the Lord gave me about this message. But I want to give you the subject to work with. Keys to unlock the mysteries of the soul. Keys to unlock the mysteries of the soul. A lot of things you've been left out on will come to view. And you will know how to handle some things you have not been knowing how to handle them. In praying about this, I heard these words. I am happy and it is happening. The glory of the Lord surrounds me. Therefore, no one and nothing can harm me. My levels, L-E-V, plural, my levels are sustained by the heavens. My soul will never be in prison again, for I will remain in his presence. No more supposing, no more substitute, for I am designed to operate in his substance. My soul knows right well, therefore my soul, spirit, and body are in harmony with the divine will of God. Truth shall reign in my soul. Therefore, everything shall stay fresh and nothing will be stale in my life again. Joy unspeakable, peace that passes all understanding, the manifold wisdom of God, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and the supernatural mantle of love is wrap around me on daily basis. Now, boy, you wrap with all that unsearchable riches of Christ, the manifold wisdom of God. And then he says, I rejoice, I'm thankful, and I will praise the Lord on purpose, for he is a good God. Praise him a minute. Praise him a minute. Let him know you're here. Now, the lesson in Psalm, turn to Psalm 139. This is a prevailing factor about the importance of knowing your soul makeup is your mind, your emotion, your conscious, your imagination, even your desire and your will. All of that is in your soul. And your soul, man became a living soul. Because there's some things, some keys I got to show you. The reason some things are not happening in your prayer life and not happening in your faith life is because your soul has been disconnected by improper understanding. We've got to get it connected. So in Psalm 139, turn there a minute, and we'll look at that for some references. Hallelujah. the importance of not being able to leave this 14th verse. Go to that 14th verse. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, and underline fearfully, fearfully. That word there, fearfully, can indicate a reverence. There's a reverence because there's so much been provided for me. I must reverence God at all times. And how he made me up. And wonderfully, underline the word wonderfully. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Now notice the next word right after made. Marvelous. Those three powerful words, aren't they? Marvelous are thy works. But then at the end of this verse, he says what? That my soul knoweth right well. That my soul, didn't say my spirit. Didn't say my senses. He said that my soul knows right well. Now, God don't play with words. He said that for a reason. He said that for a reason. Are you following me? And that my soul knows right well. So there are mysteries that have the soul even locked up to the church. The church have not opened these mysteries as she should. But prophetically and apostolically, the Lord want to bring you deeper into the blessings of who you are. And you cannot go there unless you understand how your soul functions with your spirit. All right? Now, he says, and my soul knows right well. So if my soul does not know right well, that fearfully wonderful and marvelous thing that God is trying to reveal to me, not just about my body, your body included, but by my life at large, I won't be able to tap into it. Amen. Are you following me?
Yes,
now, listen. Look at verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Now, you know that's know my soul. Search me, O God, and know my soul. Try me. Look where you go now. And know my thoughts. Those two run together. And know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, to order to find it out more clearer now, go to Hebrews 4:12. Because when they talk about all three, intentionally, the Holy Ghost at the end of Hebrews 4:12 went to the soul again. Hebrews 4:12. Intentionally. You actually talk about the Word of God, quick and powerful, sharp and two-edged sword, divine and son of the soul, and the spirit, and the bone, and the marrow. Then he said at the end of that verse, he knows the intent and the thoughts of the soul. Now, our problem had been getting over the heart being the spirit. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about the soul. The spirit needs no adjustment. Because 2 Peter says, we have our spirit is the divine nature of God. We have to train our soul to cooperate so we can get the stuff down here. All right, all right. All right, so you see that at the end of, you see that day in Hebrews 4:12, right?
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
all right, all right. So I placed down here the first key. The keys to unlock the mystery of the soul is Hebrews 4:12. Key that unlocked the soul to freedom and in agreement with the Holy Spirit and your spirit. The key number one is the Word of God. And there in Hebrews 4:12, it gives a primary description of the Word of God Then notice in John 6:63. Notice in John 15:7. Come on, let's go to work. Look in John 6:63. Look in John 15:7. Look in Matthew 4:4. It's on and on. The words that I speak to you, they're what? 663. They're what? Spirit and life. All right. In John 15:7, what it said? Matthew 4:4, what it said? Come on, turn to it. But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So there's three scriptures there. John 6:63. Matthew 4:4. John 15:7. Look at John 15:3. You need a clean soul. David cried out in the 51st Psalm, create in me a clean heart. Huh? Your spirit all clean and your soul all dirty. See, look what John 15:3 says. You're clean through what? Through the word. See, so the word is constantly operating on your soul to make your soul capable of connecting with supernatural revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit through your spirit. Are you following me? So one of the keys to unlocking the mystery in your soul is the word. A second key is the teaching of Jesus. And Matthew 11, 27 through 28. Let's go back there. Turn back to Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and to he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Go to the next verse. See, it's Revelation here. In verse 28, come unto me, Jesus said. You see that? All ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. All right, now you're talking about labor and heavy laden, going through a lot of stuff, right? Labor and heavy laden. Now, where are you going to take us from here? How can we get this labor and this heavy stuff off of us? Now go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me, why? You find rest for what? Where your unrest at? So, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. You see that? So any disturbing factor you're going through is not in your spirit. It's in your soul. Any fear, anything that tell you you're not going to make it, is coming through your soul. Once you get your soul in place, you got it. Because it's already yours. Take me with a moment. I'll just walk you through this a minute. Key number three to unlock another mystery in your soul. And this is when you're going through turbulence time, when you don't know, I'm going to turn to this scripture because I want you to get it before I get the scriptures that lead up to this scripture. When you look like you're being whipped and when you look like you can't get out of a situation, this scripture is going to help you. Anybody want to know what the scripture is? You can guess all you want. You don't know what it is. I'll tell you. I know what scripture is, Lord my shepherd. No, I ain't no Lord my shepherd. But I want you to be able to catch a hold of this. I got happened. There's a birthday card I didn't open. I took it for notes. I was in such a hurry. She give me that scripture you're talking about, man. Talking about my problem. I can deal with my problem, but I'm going through something. Anybody ever been through something? Well, once you begin to understand how to unlock your soul, your spirit always has the answer. Do you understand me? There's no such thing as defeat in your life if you functioning properly. Are you following me? So I don't care what you're dealing with now, at the end of this service, you're going to know how to deal with it. One service. Pull one thing up. One service. Not 19 revivals. One service. This is how powerful this word is. All right. Turn to Romans 5. Turn to Romans 5. Here's another key. The key is, we're going to get to Romans 5. I'm going to read from 5:1. But the key is the Holy Spirit teaching and imparting of love in our soul. Or the imparting of love in our heart. Our heart, I want you to listen. Heart, soul, inner man, they're the same. All right? All right. Heart, soul, inner man, they're the same. But here Paul teaches in Romans 5, you can be going through some stuff. Notice chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, by what?
By faith.
We have what?
Peace.
Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's faith and peace. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, go to the next word. By whom also we have what? Now, underline that word. Access. That's a powerful word. We have access. Access by faith into his grace.
Yes, sir.
So we have access by faith into his favor.
Yes, sir.
Grace and favor mean the same thing.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me that no matter what I'm going through, I have access to favor?
Yes,
are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You a child of God? You have always, no matter what's going on, no matter how things look, no matter who with you or who against you, favor can always overrule them. And remember, you have that access. Remember, you have to remind yourself, say it out loud sometimes, I have access to favor. And I mean, when things like are getting tight, like you can't get out, say it out loud. Yeah, say it, let your faith talk. I have access to favor. I mean, you might be crying, you might be hurting, somebody might be going to shut a door on you. Just say it. I have access to favor. Because favor opened that door. There's no door. Oh, my. You listen to me? There's no door that favor can't open. Powerful, man. And we have access to it. All right, go ahead. Now, we're going to go. Watch. Why are you going to go through some things? Verse 2. By whom? Also, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Notice that. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patient experience, and experience hope. Now, here, verse 5, we won't get to. Here's the key. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Heart, soul. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You see that? You with me? So that's the key. That's a key. Let me give you a few more keys and I'm going to show you something else. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The revelation, here's the next key now. Here's the next key. The revelation, turn to 3 John 2. The revelation of health and wealth through the soul. The revelation of health and wealth, or health and prosperity, comes through the soul. So if my soul is not properly trained, health can't be mine. Wealth can't be mine. See, I want you to write down your soul is a transfer switch that the enemy don't want you to know about. He wants you to pray in the spirit with a blocked soul. And the soul make the transfer to the body, to life, and to life situation. Because if you're not thinking right, you can pray all you want. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if your mindset is wrong, you haven't renewed your mind, you still blocked. That's why the Bible said don't be carnally minded, but be spiritually minded. The carnal mind is the enemy, Romans chapter 8. The carnal mind is the enemy against God. But the spirit mind is peace.
That's right. Amen.
So the major things we are dealing with are not spiritual.
Amen. That's right. That's
right. You're blocked in your mind.
Amen.
The world can't get to your spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Commercial can't get to your spirit.
Amen.
Your enemy can't get to your spirit.
That's right. That's right. Ooh, that's so good. Amen.
But he getting to your soul.
Right.
When you learn the value of your soul and how to protect your soul and how to function in your soul properly.
Because
your soul not born again, but it's still a living soul.
Hallelujah.
So here we see in 3 John, beloved, worship of all, then your prosperity and be in health, even as your soul, as thy soul prosper. So if you're not going to walk in wealth with an unprosperous soul, you're not going to walk in health without your soul being prosperous. Because you can have all the attendant to you can have, and if you leave that attendance with the wrong mindset, you're going right back where you came from. Are you following me? See, matter of fact, I'm hearing in my spirit, your mind been holding you down. Your mind, you let other people's thought tell you what to think. You remember God said, my thoughts are not your thought? But he said, you can think my thoughts. Think my thoughts and the mother's thoughts won't hold you down. It doesn't matter what somebody else think about you. It matter what God think about you. So you see, we're training our spirit, trying to get our bodies healed, but our soul is left in limbo because we have not known that our soul and spirit is different. But Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 tell us they're different. So all the prayers you have prayed, all the affirmation, confession and declaration and command you have made may not have been coming to pass because your soul been in limbo. Your soul been disrespected. You never recognized why God called you a living soul. What happened when your living soul and the quickening spirit get together? What happened when your soul become quickened by your spirit and you don't know one from the other? They're working in such great harmony to bring things to pass. You don't know one from the other. They're working together. And your body can get in that alignment too. Matter of fact, your life and your life affairs can get in such a harmony you really don't have nothing to pray about but other people. Some of y'all don't think it's possible. It's possible for you to get in a place where you don't have to even pray for yourself. You don't have to pray. You know why? You don't have to pray for yourself because you say for yourself. You already, this is mine. I don't have to pray about it. This is mine. I come up here to get it. And that's the way God said it. It's $100. That's the way God said it. I'm telling you now, that's the way it is. See, but these keys, Jesus said, let's go back to another key. Let's go back to a key called truth. and go to John 8:32. See, we've been trying to use this key, but we never unlocked our soul. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth. The truth sets you free." Why we haven't been free? The soul's still locked up. I got to unlock my mind. I got to unlock my imagination. I got to unlock my emotion. I get too emotional about some things. Stuff don't even mean nothing. Why I let this shake me up? You see, when you got that key, you unlock your emotion, let your emotion be connected to your spirit. Are you following me? Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. See, we get too emotional. Somebody said they don't like it. So what? Whole lot of folks don't like you. You can't even worry yourself about that. Somebody hand you a note. Joe said he don't like you. So what? Take it back to Joe. I don't want it. I got my life to live. See, there's so much going on in the soul that the spirit keep getting interrupted. See? Like fighting battles you already have won. Or asking for something that's already sitting in your lap. Is already yours. I've already given it to you. All right, come on. Come on, let me see. Turn to the 23rd Psalm. May I show you something?
Yes, sir.
Turn to the 23rd Psalm. I'm going to show you something. The restored soul, listen to me now, and it's pointed out in the 23rd Psalm, all right? But watch what I'm about to say. The restored soul releases the forces and blessings of righteousness. The restored soul, listen, releases the forces and blessing of righteousness. Now, you ain't going to shout until I explain it to you. But you're going to shout in a few minutes. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to help the Holy Ghost to help us explain it to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My Bible keeps going back to Job and Psalm. You're going to get in this Psalm. I'm going to the 23rd Psalm one day or other. We're going to be here till tomorrow. I'm getting to the 23rd Psalm.
Yes, sir.
I know you're trying to hold this revelation back, but it's coming out, partner. Oh, yes, sir. We're going to find out today.
Yes.
Look at the third verse, 23rd Psalm. He restores my soul, right?
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
He restores my soul.
Now, let it go down in your spirit. In other words, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, he couldn't lead me in the path of righteousness without my soul in position. So he restored my soul, right?
Yes.
He restores. Oh, restore it.
Restore it.
No, no, no. Come on, man. Restore it. What does that mean? Talk to me. Talk to me. You got it? He restores my soul. See, the soul can't be restored one time. Every day, every hour, every moment. So he constantly restoring our soul so our soul can be connected to our spirit, so our spirit can be connected to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is connected to God. So now, he restores our soul, then the whole psalm belongs to you. 23rd Psalm. You cannot sit at a prepared table with an unprepared soul. Because you can be blessed if your mind out of socket. You can have a good wife talking stupid. You can have a good husband. Come on, I don't know. Yeah, it's just stupid. Good man sitting right there by you. You all stupid. I don't know what I'm going to do. Shut up with your crazy self. Get your mind all messed up. You can have a good job complaining about it. Jesus Christ. He restores my soul. One of the keys is my soul has to be restored so I can think right, so I can feel right, and so I can imagine right. Let me say it like this. Most of us have a messed up soul. But thank God, we can correct it. See? Why would you think broke? Why would you see something in this world and say you can't have it? Where you get that from? That ain't God. That's the devil talking to you. Why do you think you're going to be in the same shape next year you are now? Why do you think everybody else can change? You can never change. Everybody else can be blessed. Yeah, she blessed. Why are you sitting up in your word right now? In this place, we're going to sing these glory songs, and I'm preaching a glory message, and you still worried up in here. Setting up your, it's your soul bothering you. Stop trying to figure it out and yield. Surrender. Be thankful. Let your I am identity come out. You are whatever God say you are. It may not be showing up right now, but you still it. You release your faith, it'll manifest. Somebody talk to me up in here. I'm not about just going to church, me. I'm not just about showing up paying my duties. I believe I should receive something when I come to the house of the Lord. Something to deal with, you understand? All right. And so you read the whole 23rd Psalm. Now, it's all about a restored soul being constantly restored. Every time your soul is not restored, the Lord and my shepherd is stolen from you. The green pasture, you can't walk in them. Every time your soul is, you don't understand that your soul needs to be restored, you're standing by troubled waters. Are you following me? Because it doesn't matter what's going on, if you hooked up, it is well. It is well with my soul. All right. Still here? The restored soul releases the forces and blessing of righteousness. Now listen, I want you to write this down. The soul is released from prison, and that's Psalm 142:7, you know. Look at Psalm 142:7. You've got to keep your soul out of prison. The soul is released from prison to release your spirit to function in the supernatural at all times. See, if your soul in prison, your spirit cannot function in the supernatural because the soul is blocking it. Your thinking, your imagination, you better listen, boy. You better listen. And your imagination, or you're going to get caught out there on drugs or some, you're going to be a little punk or something. Listen. Come on, listen to me, man. You here for a reason. You here for a reason. Boy, this ain't no play up in here. Oh, no, because the Lord is teaching us stuff to embrace us for the last days. We're in the last days. They got some stuff out there, Ronnie. Oh, my God. And if your child ain't under some kind of teaching like this, they're in trouble, man. You got to be ready to handle what's going on around you. They got a lot of offers being made.
Yeah.
Offers.
Yeah.
But you're designed to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm so hot on you. I don't play. I'll come get you, yeah, boy. I don't play. I'll come get you and stand you up. Point you up. Yeah, I don't play. I don't play up in here. You don't come here. You come up here. I know. I'll come get you, stand you up, make you stand your tail up here till I finish. Or get up out of here. You ain't coming here to play with me. That's right. So you might lose the family. Goodbye. I'm trying to straighten something out of them here. I ain't got no time. I don't have no time for people all the time I done spent to get ready for this. All the prayers I done prayed to help you to bless God's people. No, you slap your child when they go to acting crazy up in here. See that boy there? He acting right there. See? But if he wasn't acting right, he knew you'd get slapped. That's why you acting right. The woman you said inside was slapping you, boy. Slap inside the head. Psalm 143, verses 3 and 4 through 12 will tell you another thing that how your soul can block your spirit.
Yes,
see, he talked about in the third verse, he talked about his soul was persecuted. You see that? Some the enemy had persecuted my what?
Soul.
Didn't say spirit, did it say spirit? No, he persecuted my soul. So therefore, after he persecuted my soul, look what he said next. He has smitten my life down to the ground. What?
Yes, sir.
How many see it?
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
As
I'm a Christian living like a sinner. Because my soul, I don't know what to do with my soul. The enemy persecuted my soul. You know why he persecuted your soul? He can't persecute your spirit. That's been a trick he's been using. So the church had not taught the body of Christ about their soul enough. They're teaching them about their spirit and their body and act as if they don't have a soul. Then the soul is such a man part because you're thinking out of the abundance of the soul, heart, the mouth speaking. You heard that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I receive. Are you hearing that? See, that soul is very important.
Yeah.
As a man think it. See. That's why Paul drilled in Ephesians 3. He drilled on in that soul and put some love in it. And that's why Jesus said, he didn't say if you love me with all your spirit. No, he said if you love me with all your soul. Because your spirit is me. You see, your spirit is love. Because God is love.
Yeah.
So in your spirit, man, you're pure love already.
Yeah.
But to live in this world.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't God make my soul born again? So you wouldn't be a robot.
Right.
And so you can have partnership and fellowship with him.
Yeah.
So you can have a choice.
Yeah, that's so good, Lord.
Nothing like having a choice. All right, here's a key, another key. Keeping your soul in the position to bless the name and benefits of God.
Amen.
Keeping your soul, Psalm 103, turn there. Mm-hmm. Keeping your soul in position to bless the name. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. His name is Jehovah Shammah. He's always present with me. His name is Jehovah Nissi. He's a banner flying over my head. His name is Jehovah Shalom. His peace is always with me. His name is Jehovah Raha. He's my shepherd. His name is Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. So my soul has to understand that he's my healer, he's my shepherd. Yeah, he's got a banner over my head. You understand? His name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's with me all the time. See, my soul needs to know that so it can bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. So we got to be stuck on that. We got to stay in a position where we can bless his name at all times. Are you following me? There are moments in your life you need to know his name. He my peace in a time of trouble. He's my covering when it looked like I'm outdoors. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, I got to be able to... Look, bless them. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his name. But notice he called the soul first. Because if the soul bless him, the spirit already bless him. And the soul going to command the body to bless him. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And all that's within me. Bless. Bless. Bless his holy name. Anybody got anything you have to flag? Flag it. Scarf, handkerchief, anything. Your hand, just flag it in here. Book, anything. Just flag something here. Let the Lord be blessed. We bless his holy name. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. Hallelujah. He's your provider? Yeah, he's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He's your healer? He's Jehovah Shammah. He's present with me right now. I'm never alone. He's always with me wherever I go. Whatever I'm going through, he's always with me. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's the banner over my head. I'm not alone. He's covering me. God got me covered. God got me covered. God got me covered. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's my righteousness. I'm not righteous on my own, but I walk in righteousness. Because he is my righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. I wave my banner to him today. He's a banner over my head. Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. In a time of trouble, I still have peace. Peace that passes all understanding. He's my peace right now. 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 I say he's my peace right now.
Right now.
I'm covered by peace.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Then, my brothers and sisters, you don't want to forget all of his benefits. Look at that second verse. All of his benefits. My, my. Bless the Lord. See? Oh, my soul. And forget Not all of his benefit. Now I want to show you five benefits. Go to the next verse. Five benefits. Oh, my. Five benefits will tell you never get old. You'll never get wore out. Five benefits. Who forgiveth? Number one. All thine iniquity. I have shortcoming. Anybody else got shortcoming? I need help sometime. But he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Number one. That's one of my benefits. And one of my benefits is that if I mess up, I read 1 John 1:9. It said, thou confess thy sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all. Then the second benefit, who heal all my disease. Notice Matthew 8:17. Matthew 8:17. Said, with his stripe, I'm healed. No matter what my body's saying, I talk back to my body. I say, my second benefit is that I'm healed now in Jesus' name. Give me the next one. Put it back up. The third benefit. These five, who forgives all that, who heal, give me the next verse. Who heals all thy diseases? Number two. Oh, what? Number three. What? Number three. What? Read number three. What is it? No matter what comes, I'm already covered. I'm already redeemed. Bible said Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse can't come in unless I give it permission. The curse causeless should not come. It can't come in. And see, if your soul is not properly trained, it would invite the curse. Because you don't know how to handle that person who handled you wrong. You're going to let them drag you down in the mud with them. You got to know how to walk away from them and turn around and ask the Lord to help them some kind of way. Easily said than done. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. From destruction. Anything that's trying to destroy you, you from that. You redeemed. The blood paid for it. Number four. Who crowned thee with loving kindness. What? And tender mercy. Walk around with it all day long. Walk around in his loving kindness and his tender mercies all day long. I'm anointed with his loving kindness. Say it. I'm anointed with his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Good God. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm anointed
with his loving kindness
and tender mercy.
And tender mercy.
My body healed.
I'm redeemed.
And then look at the next one. Go to the next verse. Number five, who satisfied my mouth? Who satisfied my mouth? It's just like restoring my soul. He's constantly putting it in there. He satisfied my mouth with good things. Turn to Luke 21:15. You got your shouting clothing on? He gave me a mouth and wisdom. If I give you a mouth and wisdom. Woo-hoo. Which all your adversaries, all of them, should not be able to gainsay nor resist. You have that mouth. All you got to do is use it right. If I give you a mouth and wisdom. Some folks just got a mouth. They're just talking. Mouth and wisdom. So know when to shut up and when to speak. You see it? Now I'm gonna show you the clincher now. Go back to Psalm. Go back to that last verse you was in. Where he gives that last, I'll satisfy you with a mouth. You remember what verse it is? I tell you. Verse 5. They told you, verse 5. Put it up there. He making me lie down in green pasture. Not that you probably here for me. We ain't nowhere but no green pasture. We in Psalm 103. Then I got nervous. I didn't drop everything back there. I'm gonna let you slide there. I'm in good soul work today. I'm happy today. I'm not gonna treat you wrong. He satisfied my mouth with good things in verse 5. Right? Now those five things bring us to a conclusion. Some of y'all are trying to get old on me and talking that old talk. I don't want to hear it. Don't let the commercials tell you how old you are. Don't let worldly folks tell you. Don't let your old ugly cousin tell you how old you are. Listen, these five things say, so that thy youth. Is renewed like the eagle. My God. Sit down. Give me 5 minutes.
Hallelujah.
I receive, sir. Yes, sir. I receive. All right, so truth flowing in and through the soul. Truth flowing in and through the soul. You know, that's John 8:32, 8:36, John 14:6. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me, all right? Mm-hmm. All right. I thought you weren't here, Kathy. I'm looking for you up there for you. You are here. Then the soul connected to the name properly. The soul connected to the name of Jesus properly. Whatever you ask in my name. See, if you connect it properly, you know you got it when you're asking his name. So the soul connected to the name properly. All right. And we just read this one, but I'm going to read this principle to you. The soul soaking itself into the finished blessing that cover everything. Those five blessings we just read. Cover everything. The soul sinking itself into the finished blessing that cover everything. Psalm 103 come from the cross. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I mentioned this earlier, but I want you to see verse 45. I got 6 minutes and I'm going to close. What happens, write this down, what happens when the living soul connect properly with the quickening spirit? So it's written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. What is made?
A living soul.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. My question is, when that living soul and that quickening spirit come connected,
yes, sir,
properly.
Yes, sir.
Unstoppable.
Yep.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
The next thing, in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I mentioned earlier, in Hebrews 4:12, knowing how to put your soul in a sanctified position.
Wow.
Knowing how. See, knowing how to do Romans 12:2. See. Renewing your mind. Ephesians 4:23. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind. See. Write this down. knowing how. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We better read up further. I want to read some things. I want to read some shouting things. Because when I go there, I always read. I read more than just that because there's some powerful thing that is said there that will keep your soul in alignment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Thessalonians 5. So start at 12 verse. We might close here. 12 verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Now put your seatbelt on now. Put your seatbelt. I receive, ma'am. Put your seatbelt on. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Verse 16. Read it.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna do nothing? You ain't gonna do nothing? Y'all ain't gonna do nothing? Back there, y'all ain't gonna do nothing? Hey, y'all ain't gonna do nothing? He said evermore, didn't he? Let me go see what they're doing over here.
Evermore,
evermore. You know what evermore means? Rejoice at all times. Rejoice when things going good. Rejoice when things look like they're going bad. Rejoice all the time.
Glory to God.
You must develop a rejoicing soul.
Yes, sir.
A soul don't tell you what to do. You tell that soul, look, I don't care. We're going to praise the Lord today. Come on, let's look at it. I got to close, but I want you to look at it. Because it's so powerful. So powerful. Preach myself happy. Pray without ceasing. Yes. I can't hear y'all. What? Make something happen in here. Get it, boss. Yeah. Notice the next verse, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you, Father. Give him thanks. Get up there, choir. Get up there, musician. Because I got one of them coming to you right now. Harapashuko. I got one of them coming to you right now. When the Spirit is moving, don't you be a quencher. Don't you stop the flow. Get in the flow. If everybody else dancing, you do something too. Everybody else shouting, you shout too. Don't ever quench the Spirit, because God's trying to get something to you. When the Spirit is moving, move with the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. You see it?
Yes,
quench not the Spirit. When the Spirit is flowing, it's trying to dance with your soul. When your spirit and soul start dancing, Satan knows. all over. That's why in the church service it has praise and worship and singing for your spirit and soul to start dancing. Then your body get involved. Not your spirit, your soul and your body dancing together. No devil can touch that. Nothing can stop it. You see that? So everything for a reason. The Bible said they didn't worship him. John 4:24. Must worship him in spirit. Don't quench the spirit when they're singing. Don't quench the spirit when I'm preaching. Don't act like none of the water haven't hit you. You in here, aren't you? Move with the spirit. Move with the Holy Ghost. If everybody else shouting and praying God, switch channel. You're on the wrong channel. You're watching the wrong scenery. Your imagination was blocked with something else. God have showed up. It's time to praise him. Give him the glory. Has he been good to you? He ever got you out of anything? He ever made a way for you? When it looked like you can't get on your feet, have he ever stood you up? Have God ever backed you up? Have ever God blessed you when you didn't deserve it? Have God done any good thing for you? Are you serving a good God? Can you praise him right now? Can you turn around and praise him? Can you dance because the Lord been good to you?